say I've got my two kids, which was quite a large, long box, heavy, you know, wooden box it was, with a handle, and a suitcase, and a service issue gas mask, and my shoulder bag, and a little bag that my mother had given me with a huge thermos flask of coffee in it, and hot coffee and sandwiches. So that was slung over my shoulder, and I've got this box and a suitcase. I got to York, and I stood on the platform there in dismay as the train came in, because it was packed to the gills coming from London, you see. It was the Flying Scotsman, I think, you know. Yeah, it was the Flying Scotsman. And I was standing there looking absolutely shattered and thinking, how am I going to get bored with all this thing? All of a sudden, there's this huge soldier standing next to me. He was a sergeant in, I think it was the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders. I can't remember exactly which regiment it was now. But the most taciturn man, he had very little to say. And he said, come on, lassie, follow me. He said, you'd get nowhere standing there. He recognised me as a rookie, obviously, you see. So he got me aboard, pushed me in, and he took my case, my suitcase and my toolbox.